Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
Hey guys, Matty A here, and today I'd like to talk to you about MyOutDesk, the highest rated virtual assistant company in the marketplace. And if you're an entrepreneur and you're scaling a company, you know you can only do that through quality people and team members. And my buddy Daniel Ramsey at MyOutDesk helps entrepreneurs and businesses do exactly that while buying back their time. And Daniel and his team at MyOutDesk typically help businesses in these four key areas: sales, marketing, admin, and customer support. And I personally have known and worked with Daniel for almost a decade now, which has been a game changer for my business. And MyOutDesk has over 500 verified five-star reviews with 13 years of experience serving over 6,000 clients with their amazing VAs. And recently, Daniel wrote a book, Scaling Your Business with Virtual Professionals, that you can purchase this book on Amazon. But for the Millionaire Mindcast family, Daniel and I struck a deal. And if you want to get this book completely free, all you have to do is text the word Matty A to 31996. Let me repeat, that's Matty A to 31996. And let me tell you, this book has everything you need to run a successful virtual business and a fully remote global team, which in today's landscape is more powerful and needed now than ever. You can grab that free copy by texting the word Matty A to 31996. Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor. Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started. I'm excited to welcome into the show today my guest, Mr. Travis Hupp. What up, brother?
What's up, Matty A? How you doing, brother? Dude. Under uncertain times right now. We're all under in shelter, but that's okay.
It's all good, especially if you have an online business or you're being forced to digitize your business in some ways, which I know is your world. So for those that don't know about real-time outsource, who are you guys? What do you guys do?
Absolutely. So I have been working at the Walt Disney Company. I got a great experience to work in broadcast television, folks, ABC television. And I actually saw the last economy crash, 2008, 2009. I was seeing it on my digital campaigns, but I was literally, folks, in November of 2008, sitting down with a buddy at a Starbucks, and he says, hey, people are going to need their Facebook pages managed. And so I took it. I ran with it. We put a PowerPoint together. We started talking to customers and agencies and saying, hey, we want to help you manage this and make money on it. As a lot of our customers resell our services and make money, reselling it to their customers. And so it just became a bootstrap business, man. And I went from a digital world. I came at the right time 11 years ago when social was just kind of ticking on. But transparently, still today, guys, Facebook is our still number one, one of our number one requests as people trying to figure out how to manage their Facebook page. You know, even if you've built a big following, there's things that you're doing wrong that you could be doing a little bit right. They get more organic strategy, you know, beat the algorithm, you know, because that's what happens in these worlds.
Yeah.
And it's happening on Instagram right now. I'm hearing it all the time. Hey, help me with my Instagram algorithm and things like that, because that's what happens over the 11 years since we've been in social marketing, if you want to call it that. But really, it's really managing your whole content, your conversations, your whole community. It's social is so much more than just marketing. Yeah. I mean, right now we're dealing with COVID, people's policies on that, how you're responding. I mean, we represent grocery stores and things like that. I mean, just, you have to constantly be on the actual customer service side of things. And I think that is where the biggest one is. We work with a big, large pool developer. They're constantly getting, hey, I want to do, you know, help build my new pool and this, and trying to get them to give them a call and, hey, let's start the process. And so a lot of it is not only just marketing and advertising. A most part of it is, and I always say this all the time, my number one most successful social media channel is gmail.com, because really social, folks, is one-to-one communication. It's not one to a billion. It's one-to-one. You get that person to act. You get that person to comment with you, and then you have a conversation, you know, and you get them to buy a pool that costs $50,000. You know, I mean, that's truly how it happens. Or buy a car, or come into the grocery store, go to your restaurant. And it really builds off of just the communication. So most importantly, it's a social media business. We've now, because I believe everything, Maddie A, happens when you just listen to people, right? So I was listening to my customer, Jim, last year, and he said, I need someone to help me with my reputation. And so we got into a reputation software where it's much more automated. It uses your email list, and it helps market your positive reviews on your website, as well as obviously get those people to share them on Facebook and on House and all these different platforms where it's so important to have the social validation. But I like I said, right now, I always believe the best time right now is to start a business in a recession, baby. You know,
yes,
because,
sir.
You know, it's the time to go lean in and take advantage of the opportunities. You know, there's a lot out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm curious, and sure. I love what you said there, right? Because there's a lot of this outbound, I got to put content out, and everybody, right, is going, I don't know if I want to put content out, or if I like the way I look or sound, or if I'm actually good at it, right? And that's one side of the equation, but you touched on a big part of this, which is once you get them into your ecosystem and into your world, how are you loving on them? How are you building trust and rapport and adding value?
Absolutely.
And I want to talk about those two things here in a quick second, but I'm curious, over the last, you know, 11, 12 years you've been in this space and in this game, what yep. still remains true today as it did back then?
Oh yeah. The things that work right now, folks, are three pillars. I'll tell you right now, they'll work, and they've been working since all the algorithm changes, et cetera. First is funny. Find funny stuff and post it on your social media. I'm specifically talking about Facebook. The reason why is because people can share on Facebook, right? The sharing feature is not really there. I mean, people can tag on Instagram, but the shareability on Facebook is insane when you really think about that. The people hit the share button and all of a sudden your posts are going out. And that stuff gets commented on the most. So I always say, find a funny meme about your industry. If you're in insurance, find a funny insurance meme and share it on a weekly basis, on a funny Friday, funny Saturday. Since I've been in this business, that has always worked. Always. And I have pages that are getting a shit ton of organic reach. I had one a few days ago, 50,000 organic reach in a local marketplace. Very little paid spend. Mostly organic because people are sharing the shit out of it. 170-something yep. shares. It's content that doesn't look like branded, and it doesn't look like completely like all like you just talked about, perfect and all this stuff. Because people on, especially right now on social, they want to laugh a little bit. We're all going yeah. through a little mini hell. So first is funny. Second is emotional or motivational. So tell an emotional story about your business. Tell an emotional story about a customer, or motivate the shit out of people. Have a motivational Monday, a motivational Sunday where you're sharing a quote for the week. You know, you're getting people ready. That shit works. It's been working for literally since we started. And the last that always works is giving stuff away. So have a contest in your social media postings, you know, so once a week, at least give away, if it's not Starbucks gift cards, give hundreds of dollars of your product away. You know what I mean? If you're a pizzeria, you should be giving 50 pizzas away. I mean, we're doing restaurants right now and they're giving away a lot of their, cause everyone's going to the online ordering or the pickup, right? You know, yeah. So a lot of them are trying to make the bills bigger by offering more like family style, where they're offering like, you know, 10 or 15 kind of people to eat, you know, not just one individual meal. They want to sell you $100 deal, you know, so, to get those bills up.
Right.
So what we're doing, folks, is we're giving away 4, 5, 6 different family style packages every week to get people aware that this is available. It's getting a shit ton of shares, likes, comments, and then the people that win are very grateful. So since I've been doing this, a $5 gift card will get you a shit ton of engagement. Like, you don't have to do a lot. It's insane. And the people that win are so grateful. You will be blown away, folks. If you have not done a timeline engagement contest, you can do this on Facebook. You can do it on Instagram. You got to follow the rules and policies a little bit. You can't really ask for a tag, and you can't really ask people to like the page and things like that. But besides that, you can be creative and go to Google, because there's a lot of people putting contest ideas out there. But literally, a $5, a $50, a $20, it doesn't matter. But if you make it consistent, it's the best giving you can do right now. People want to feel that. They want to feel good. And it's fun. It's fun to play these games. So it's a winning strategy. Have fun with your social. Be emotional. Tell your story right now. Obviously, we can get into that. That stuff's going to work now more than ever. Why you're in business. You know, why you want to be with your customers. Motivating really helps right now, because people need that uplifting motivation. They need both the funny and that know you're serious. Like, you know what I mean? Some of the pages, transparently, Matt, they just say, hey, you know what? Funny works too good. We want to do all funny. I mean, it's insane. But in the mix of things, you kind of want to keep a blend, you know? And then you can talk about your page or your services or your car wash or your newest entree. But if you have those other things in the mix, you're going to, for first off, beat the organic algorithms, because basically more people are commenting and liking on those posts. So that your next post, which is maybe a beautiful picture of a roast or whatever you're feeding someone, but it doesn't get as much engagement. It really doesn't. It's just, I've seen it so many times. It doesn't matter. So, and then the last thing I think you can do right now is sell gift cards, sell merchandise, sell your annual services at a discount, go live, you know, reach out to people basically, obviously right now, get more positive reviews. We can talk about that, because that's so important as you're buying a $60,000 pool or you're having a LASIK surgery where you're going to spend $2,500 per eye or something crazy. You don't want to have to spend, you know, at the end of the day, you know, money if you you can't right now. Yeah. At the end of the day, you don't want to spend money on Google Ads. You want to go back to your customers and get more reviews. That's the bottom line. Right now is the time to get more positive reviews more than ever, because guess what happens? They don't cost you very much.
Right.
They're not like you have to go spend money on Facebook ads. And when someone comes to your website, folks, when someone comes to your Facebook page and they see that you have a great amount of current, not just, you know, from 2018 or 2017, but current reviews, even if it's one or two a month, they feel validated. And that makes them make those purchases and decisions that, as we know, we're going to want to see reviews going forward, because people are not going to have this. People are going to be basically are freaked out right now, right? They're going through economic pain, but they're going to be a little wiser with their money. I think businesses are going to be wiser. I think that people are going to be wiser. You hope. I mean, I think that consumers are still going to spend, as we know. I mean, people like to spend, but people are going to be wiser. I mean, I already think this, and you're seeing this really big, I think, Matty A, in commercial real estate. I think because of Zoom and these things, you know, I heard recently, like, some companies are like, we're not going back to work. We're going to save $10 million and we're going to let our leases go and we're going to just let it go.
Yeah.
And we're going to be more profitable. People are more happy. And yes, we can not see each other. So we're going to be able to do these different other activities to see each other. And we're going to go on a hiking trip, and we're going to see each other in different ways, and then work through the comforts of their houses. It's going to be interesting. I mean,
Wow.
It is. It really is. But I think now more than ever, folks, you need to be using your platforms, your social media, your email list to nurture and talk to your customers, see how they're doing, give to them, because at the end of the day, everyone needs something right now. I mean, literally, there's people in need.
Well, and people are looking for those leaders who are leading from the front give them some breadcrumbs to follow as to what's going on in their industry, or a tip or a tool or service that can add value to them or their life, or like you said, just to make them laugh or to give them that little jolt of energy or inspiration for the day. What are some of the things that have fizzled out that people might think, hey, that was working great, but really we're starting to see, one, it doesn't, or it's trending in that direction as kind of being played out?
Yeah. I mean, the one that for sure is, you know, played out, I would say, is putting your logo on everything. Because I work with a lot of agencies. So they all want to put the damn logo on.
I need my logo.
I'm like, you know what? I get it. But you know what? As far as the quotes and things like that, it doesn't get as much shares, we found. It looks good. No, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with it. It looks great. I don't want to say it sucks, because it doesn't. It looks great. But the time and effort they put into that extra piece of content and all the extra editing, it almost like, it feels like, it's not even worth it. You know, you want people to share your content, and you're, the thing is, when someone shares your stuff, you're always going to be tagged to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if they share T-Hub stuff, my name is always going to be tagged to it. My business is always going to be tagged to it. I don't have to have my logo to still have the branding of it all. You know what I mean? But it really just, it's more of that. I think the other thing is just tagging a bunch of people and tagging a bunch of random people in your posts and trying to do these things where you're just tagging a shit ton of people. Cause I think that does annoy people.
Yeah.
In the beginning it works, but then until it's like your 500th post and you're like, oh my God, this person's tagging me on every LinkedIn post. They're tagging me on every, you know what I mean? And you just kind of feel, is this more for you or me? You know what I mean? It's one of those things like, yeah, I'm here to help you out, but it's almost like now it's becoming annoying.
Yeah.
So you just never want to be annoying at the end of the day. It's just like getting 15,000 emails from the same person within 30 days. And you're like, oh my God, you know,
well, then you just, you start to, I desensitize myself to the fact that if there really is value in there, I'm just overlooking it now because you've already so much stuff in front of me that ultimately, like you said, may or may not be adding value or ultimately aligned with why I connected with you, your brand, your service in the first place. And so you flood me with that stuff, ultimately it gets snoozed, right?
Yep. And everyone's getting snoozed right now. I think that's the other thing that's positive happening is we're seeing a lot of damn emails. So we're like, oh shit, I signed up for this newsletter. Oh, snooze that one. I'm like, oh my God, my email's getting so much more cleaned up. I love it.
Yeah.
That's the one positive. There's a lot of positives that are going to be coming from this, my man. I think we're feeling more connected to our families. We're learning how to do new things. We're learning that, hey, technology allows us to do more than we realize. Like, you don't have to be flying all the way across the country to do an interview or whatever. And people still accept it. You don't have to be in person these days, especially now going forward. So that just cleans up the expenses and the extra costs, as well as it's tiresome on people. I think people, like I was hearing Joe Rogan say, man, I feel great because I haven't been on the road, and just your body feels different when you're just constantly traveling from this city to this city. Now it's some people, I just interviewed James Asquith, the owner of Holiday Swap. Very interesting business, very, very interesting Instagram, and he's blowing up, but he travels all over. I mean, he's traveled to 196 countries by the time he was 24 years old, and just some people are built for that shit. But yeah, most people, if you have a family, like I know you do, my man, you can't be on the road 100. It's you want to be there with your family. I've heard from your earlier interviews, and I know you value time, folks, is your most valuable asset.
Yep.
How you spend it, that's life.
Yeah.
So your life, you're going to look back on. I got my tombstone milestones right here in front of me because I always have my reminders. Lived to 200 years, lived a life of exploration, gave to others, shared my knowledge, shared art with the world, never stopped learning, and found joy in every day. And one way I do that is I tell myself, and this is after a podcast I was on with Adam Markell, is that I love my life. And sometimes right now, you need to tell yourself that, folks. You need to say, no matter how tough this is, no matter if I feel like I'm drowning in whatever, a lot of it's going to be debt and this and that and worries because business owners don't have any revenue coming in. Holy shit. I mean, we never planned for this. No one, and it's no one's fault. You didn't mess up as a business owner. You didn't mess up if you're a GM or a MGM and some of these big companies in Vegas that are just completely shut down for so long. It's like, I mean, yeah, they have deep pockets, but man, how long are they going to be able to be shut down? I mean, you know, and so they didn't do anything wrong, but we all are dealing with this. And so in this moment, as entrepreneurs, as business owners, as now a papa entrepreneur and a dad, I have to tell myself quite often, I love my life. Because that's the way to tell yourself. That's the way you have to inspire your soul to get through these tough times. And that's the way to live, folks. I mean, you have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, this is my life and I love it. And if I don't like the certain things about it, make change.
What am I going to do about it?
What am I going to do? Because it's always on you. My three biggest challenges, Mattie A, in my life, and I'll go through this quickly, are my body, 17. I was probably 300 pounds, played baseball, but I ate unhealthy. A lot of issues there. Family got divorced, blah, blah, blah. Literally changed my life at 17, started working out, staying healthy, trying to get healthy, cut little shit out of my diet to now, you know, 20-something years later, the same thing happens. I'm still doing the same thing, cutting little stuff out of my life. Yes, we've been having cake. It's my wife's birthday a few days ago, so we've been eating cake and stuff, but you're not going to be eating cake all week, you know, cutting these little things out. The second thing was I started a business in a depression or a recession, if you want to call it. It was a really tough time, 2008, 2009. And, you know, it was also an opportune time, but I literally went at a time where I didn't have the capital and I was using my credit cards. I didn't have the emergency fund. I didn't really get it, I did have retirement and some stocks that I had from working at Disney, you know, so I always been investing. But that's also when I started seeing some of my investments go to zero. I'm like, holy shit, this company goes to zero. And I'm like, oh my God. And then the last one was having a baby and being a papa entrepreneur. As you know, being a dad and being an entrepreneur, that's a challenge. Absolutely. And my wife is a powerful woman. She's a doctor and a psychologist. So I let her keep at her craft, you know, and I make the sacrifices. And now it's harder than ever, my man, because we don't have sitters to come help and things mm-hmm. like that. So it's just, I'm like, holy God, this is even more interesting how to manage a business. But it's one of those things, you look back and you just say, I love my life. Yeah. And so whatever the challenge is, especially the second one was the finance challenge. I had to look at myself and say, where can you make cuts, dude? What can you do differently? Because right now, I think that's what people are going to have to look at themselves in the mirror and say, what can I do differently? Can I cook at home? That was my biggest win. I'm telling you right now, folks, if you want to become rich, okay? Yeah.
You and I both, brother.
Meal prep, cook. This shit's going to save you thousands of dollars to invest. You probably have thousands of dollars, of millions of dollars that you turn that money into because you just cooked and literally just avoided certain things in life. You know what I mean? As far as, you know, partying too much and going out to the club too much or whatever, you know, because people spend their money. And that's the bottom line, is watch where your money's at. And a lot of times if you look in the mirror, it's you. Like, it's you are the cause of why you don't have money. It's not anyone else, and it's you. And so it's just a matter of, what do I got to do now? And owning it, because sometimes it sucks. It hurts, you know, to say.
Yeah, that ownership piece is a big part of it, right? Not everybody wants to be held accountable to their own decisions. And I love what you said in just regards to, we can't always control the circumstances we find ourselves in, but we can control how we respond and what actions we do or don't take under the circumstances we find ourselves in.
So true. Everyone's finding that out right now. The whole world. It's a unique situation. It's just a really unique. It's like, holy moly, the whole world's finding this out right now. Like,
yeah. I've been calling this separation season, because I believe that in this season we all find ourselves in, you're going to see, once all the dust settles, who really put in the work on their marriage or on their health or on their business or on their finances. And those people are going to have separated themselves, not only from where they were at pre-COVID, right? But also they're going to separate themselves from their competition, or their brand is going to be elevated to a new level, right? In times of crisis, we find, yes, bigger problems, but also big opportunities. And should we choose to adapt and pivot, right? Those people are going to separate themselves from where they were at pre-season that they found themselves in right now. And so I'm curious, based on the brands and the businesses that you're working with,
yes,
where do you see, well, what are the current challenges that you're seeing right now in your digital landscape?
Yeah.
As well as, where are these exciting opportunities starting to present themselves that maybe people aren't paying attention to yet?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So for me as a business owner, just like anyone in advertising, the whole business is going to take a hit because certain businesses are not able to operate. And so you can't ethically charge someone if they can't operate. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. Yeah. Certain clients can pivot, like the casinos are all doing messages about the community and all this stuff. They're not running their, $100 million and you win all these 10,000 Range Rovers and all this. They're not doing those messages right now, but that's because they have a lot of money. So most businesses, if you're a local business, the first thing you do in advertising, you look at where you got to make cuts. So I've heard it and seen it from my friends at Facebook and Google. They're taking big slams on people slowing down their ad campaigns. Obviously, anyone in a business that was not making profit before this point, like, oh my God, like, if you weren't making profit back then, how the hell are you going to be making profit now?
Yeah.
Now, the opportunities, folks, are this. It's the same thing. Now is the best time to advertise. So it's the opportunity is, now is the time your Facebook ads and your Google ads are actually cheaper than ever, transparently, overall, and you can get more bang for your buck right now. Now, I would say do it smart, do it, you know, efficiently, but that, and then a few other new areas. I mean, going live is a new area to talk to your customers. Like we talked about, it does not have to be you go live to 500 million people. Yeah, that'd be great. And I know if you went live, my man, I know you'd have a nice live following, because my man's got like, 60-something thousand people on Instagram. You got a big following. So that's different than the normal common day person that's a business owner. Most of them don't invest in their personal brands. They might have a better business brand than they do, but you can go live as a business and talk about what you're doing that day, talk about what's going on, tell the story, tell them how you're going to be ready to come back. Obviously, sanitation is a big one. So if anyone's in your business, you want to talk about how we're sanitizing the doors and we're sanitizing this and we're making sure that we're whatever you got to do to tell the story right now. Because if you're not in business, you need to tell them the things we're doing to get back into business, because everyone knows that we're going to get back. I mean, it's, I just talked to James, was in Dubai. They went from like the strictest in shelter place where they were like, you only can go to the grocery store like once or twice a week. I mean, it was literally really strict to like everything's open now. Like the malls are open in Dubai, the restaurants, the bars are open, and everyone's kind of, they have certain policies, you know, certain things are going to stay, but we're going to get back to that. And so that's the bigger picture, I think, on social, going live. And if you want to have fun, I think TikTok is a good one. If you want to have fun and just play around, you don't know what's going to come from it. But as a business or as a personal brand, there's obviously organic reach there. You can put out a video with the right set of hashtags. It could go viral, or it could just get hundreds of views. And on any other platform, I can't guarantee that right now. Because as you know, Matty A, the Instagram platform, I mean, we had clients and people that have millions of followers on Instagram, and all of a sudden, like, they're getting a tenth of the engagement. Like, so they're disappointed because their influencer marketing budgets that they could charge, they can't charge that anymore. Like, their prices have to kind of come down. So that is another area of maybe value, folks, is influencer marketing. Right now is a tough time. You know, reach out to my favorite influencers, folks, are micro influencers, people that at least have, I would say, 10,000 or less possibly, because they tend to have the best engagement rates. You know what I mean? They tend
real
to have
fans, real followers,
real fans, like even 500. I'll see people with like 500 fan, like friends or whatever.
50 comments.
Or insane amount of comments and insane. And you'll see someone with like 50,000 and they don't have anywhere near that. And even my own, I've experienced it myself with mine. I'm not anywhere. I put, you know, a little bit of effort, but not tons in my social. I tend to put all my damn effort into my clients, you know? So the point is, at the end of the day, we can all be better. So these are just ideas and things. TikTok's another one, you know, having fun with going live on Instagram, going live on Facebook. You know, there's a lot of opportunity, and it doesn't need to be 1 to 1 million. It just needs to be a few people watching it. These are your customers that are going to be coming into you and doing business with you. Another huge area that really works well too right now is Facebook offers. So come up with a compelling offer on Facebook on your page and advertise it. Now, I always say the offer has to be good. You know, it can't be, oh, $5 off, you know? So if you have pizzas, do a buy one, get one free. Like literally 2-for-1s always tend to work. Or like a 4-pack of pizzas for $40 or something really good price. You know what I mean? Normally this would be $80, but you're basically getting for $40. You know what I mean? Like 50% off tends to be the threshold that works the best. Mm-hmm. Now, some people can see through certain percentages off.
Sure.
But if it's a pizza for $20 and you're getting it for 10, I mean, that's a value. So, I mean, you could literally spike your page with sales right now. And especially right now, I would use that strategy with gift cards. So if your business is not able to be in business, and we've seen this with a few customers, sell a $100 gift card for $40. Sell a $100 gift card for 40. Now it's definitely a loss, but you're keeping your business afloat with cash, because
which is most important right now.
These people can't come in right now. You hope that they come in July, August, but they're going to use the $40 and they're probably going to spend more because people want to help these businesses right now. They might buy two of these gift cards. So you're giving $200 for $80. But the true thing is, Maddie, like you just said it, you got to stay alive right now.
Yep.
If you're not getting your PPP, if you're not just, you know, saved a lot and, you know, really had a game plan to your success, which you sadly see a lot in the restaurant businesses. You see it on these shows like Restaurant Impossible and these different shows where they don't got a lot of money. And if you watch The Profit too, which is a great another show on CNBC, they don't got a lot of money. Some of these businesses, you're like, they're running millions of dollars. And like, how much you got in the bank? 12,000. Are you serious? Like, how are you going to pay your bills? Like, if anything messes up, you already owe credit. You already owe this. You have credit cards. And that's what's happening right now. Like you said, it's washing out. And that's where right now, folks, you lean in. If you're lean, stay lean, but you lean in. You keep working. You keep working at it, because if you stay alive, you will be ahead of everyone else, because there's going to be real estate investors, like, you know, probably they're going to get washed out. Dudes 100%. Are going to get washed out right now. People that went too big, people that use leverage, they're getting washed out. Insane leverage, you know, on anything. I remember when they were doing 100x leverage on crypto, because that's kind of how some I got some of my net worth is in crypto and Bitcoin. And I was hearing about this 100x thing, and I was like, dude, this is insane. Like 100x leverage? Like, dude, it sounds good if things are going good. But when things go bad, you're fucked. Sorry to use my cussing there. Sorry to use my French. But you're done. I mean, yeah, you're literally done. And so there's nothing you can do. Now, leverage is a great thing. People use it all the time. I know in real estate it's used, but you're going to find out if people don't know how to use it right, or they don't got a system or a backbone or other revenue streams, they're going to get washed out. And yep, same with social. I mean, I've seen it already. I've seen it various businesses since I started come and go, because it's a tough business. It ain't easy.
Yep.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
And if you can stay alive through this time and then the last time, and you're going to be a way ahead.
Yeah.
And like you said, I think you're going to find that, you know, we're all going to be pretty excited to just hug our families and friends again and just have lunch and do the thing. I mean, we're going to be excited to get back together. It seems like a celebration, dude.
I agree, man. I told my wife and I were like, you know, we were daydreaming last night about our favorite sushi meal and a cold beer on tap and yes, happy hour with friends and just, you know, little things like that. Right. Cool. But I agree. I hope it's going to be a quick bounce back. I think it's going to be a little bit slower, but I'll digress on that. I would love to hear a little bit more about your favorite social platforms right now. I mean, absolutely, there's obviously TikTok, IG, YouTube, Facebook.
Yes.
Which ones are the best ones for people to be marketing on right now or just absolutely using to yes create relationships and alliances and build their network out?
Absolutely. LinkedIn is the one, folks. LinkedIn is the one for anyone in business. Now, I'm not saying it's for everybody, but it's the one. I mean, it's literally the community you want to connect to. You can find your prospects, how you literally create a pipeline of opportunity for yourself. And I wish I had done this when I first started my B-Real show, and this is what kind of came up as an evolution with another guest. Literally, folks, this: go create a LinkedIn following, reach out to people that are your prospects, that people you want to talk to on the phone and get them on a talk call, but create a show. Create a podcast. Like, my man, you obviously have an amazing podcast. But for anyone else out there, they're just going to start. You create your show and bring these people on your show. I mean, this is a guaranteed way to get top-level people that you want to talk to on your show. Yep. It's a winning strategy. It takes your time. There's no Google ads involved. And you win, you know? I mean, beyond that, as a business owner, I think you need to lean in on live. I think you need to lean in on TikTok. I think you need to lean in on ads. Right now is the time to be advertising a little bit. I mean, obviously the messaging needs to be more about community and together, and we look forward to being all together again and things like that. But, and then on, I think the true winning strategy is 5 to 10 people a day reach out to in your circle via email or text message or phone call and ask, how are you doing, man? Like, how you holding up? That's it. Don't ask anything else. Don't ask a damn thing else. Say, hey, man, how you holding up, man? I hope you're doing well. Just thinking about you. That's
I've been doubling down on that with, and I've been telling people to do that same thing, right? Because, you know, people are like, oh, I don't want to reach out and have them. I always hear people like, hey, when you're nurturing relationships,
right,
you don't have, you don't have to sell them something, right? Just be a human being and ask how the hell they're doing. And once they're done telling you how the hell they're doing, what are they going to ask you?
What's up?
How you doing, man? Oh, well, let me tell you, right? And then maybe if you want to say something about your business or something that you're doing, great. And if not, reach out to them the next month and then the next month, right? It's being a farmer of relationships and knowing that you got to constantly plant seeds, water the seeds, nurture them. And it takes time for those seeds to grow into, you know, fruitful crop, right? That ultimately bear fruit and create some kind of return or dividend that's got some juice in it. What are your thoughts on for TikTok? A lot of people are saying, hey, it's too young of an audience.
It is. I mean, it really is. You just don't know if these people are going to be your future consumer.
Right?
I mean, it's definitely the way I can say that you're going to get organic traffic just for putting out content. Like one of my customers in fitness is like, should I do a TikTok? I said, yeah, he's putting out food stuff. He's putting out him working out with the kettlebell. Some of them gotten a shit ton of views already. I'm like, you couldn't get that amount of views just organically on any of the other platforms. So that's the true beauty of it. Now the quality, the value of who's watching this. Yeah. I don't think that it's necessarily the same as if you got 800 people to watch your LinkedIn content. You know what I mean? Like it's different as far as that, but I would say it's the place folks to learn, to explore. It's where the kids are at. It's fun. Be funny, be motivational, like the things we talked about, and informative maybe too. And then, you know, at the end of the day, do dances and shit. I mean, that's what really goes viral. So take it and do dances. I mean, I literally have seen so many ones.
Are you about to hit your Carole Baskin on me, bro?
I know. I'm like, Carole Baskin. Seriously, it is unbelievable.
What about, I've noticed a lot of people doing a lot of IG lives and collaborating and cross-pollinating audiences and adding value in IG live. Tell me a little bit more about your thoughts on that new trend and a lot of people really leaning in on that right now.
It's interesting. I mean, the live podcast is fascinating because I've always done mine pre-recorded and it's like, it does slow down things because obviously you probably have a bank load of shows and you kind of release them on a schedule and it's a benefit to know that you have the shows ready to go and everything.
Right.
But the downside is it doesn't get out there quickly. It's not current as much as with the live. So I've seen the benefit of the live folks is you do the same show. We hook up our audiences, we connect in, we do the live show, and then it's out there. And then you can take that content, put it on the you know, all the podcast platforms, et cetera. So it's very fascinating. I think it's probably a new trend. You know, IG obviously did a great job of stealing stories from Snapchat. Let's just be real. And they might evolve it better. You know, the one that's going to be interesting is Zoom, man. Zoom has more people using the platform than almost any of the social media platforms right now.
Wow. Tell me. Okay. So tell me more about that.
What are you? 200 million people like using Zoom. I don't know. I'm like,
what are you paying attention to? How are they gonna pivot or bolt on? This type of interaction.
Is it gonna turn into a social network too? Are there gonna be some networking opportunities within Zoom? Are there gonna be some advertising opportunities within Zoom? Targeted ads to customers that are using Zoom in your marketplace. That's how all these businesses make money. Let's just be real. That's how Google makes money. Yeah. That's how Amazon's now making a shit ton of money by running ads. You know, it's becoming a huge ad business. Amazon is. And Facebook, obviously, bread and butter. It's like they're running ads to people that have accounts. And they're on. And so it's the same thing with Zoom. I mean, it'd be interesting to see.
They got the user base. They got the attention. How are they going to monetize it?
Maybe they can see how many people that you could possibly reach and they say, hey, we're going to create some partnerships and we'll do some monetization.
You're the first person I've heard talk about Zoom.
It's all new. It's just happening transparently right now. Yeah. Zoom is the one I'm thinking, man, they could become something where, especially advertising business and targeted ads, and it works well, possibly. You don't want to see too many pop-ups and shit, but it could work well. It could work well where that basically you're advertising to targeted people in your audience that are using Zoom right now, because I literally think more and more businesses are waking up to what we did 12 years ago, that you don't have to have a huge office. They're finally figuring it out.
Yep.
Like I literally was admired by the WordPress model because they don't have, I mean, they have an office, but they don't have the office space that most big companies like them, because they let their workers work transparently wherever they want. And they give them a credit to let them work at Starbucks or have a little rent space somewhere at a work share. And that's the new model. That is literally the new model that was created overnight by this in shelter in place, this shutdown.
Hashtag WFH, right? Work from home.
Yes, work from home and save money in your business because hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars.
One of my mentors, his name is Jeff Hoffman. He's one of the founders of Priceline. And he was saying how just in general, this whole work from home trend is going to be very interesting to pay attention to and really how it ties into obviously social media and digitizing assets and IP and all of those things, right? Culture, things like that. And he was just, you know, one example was think about how many people have gotten on Zoom. You know, I think Zoom said it's 5x'd its amount of user base in like 30 days.
Right.
And how many corporations who are spending 10, 20, 30, tens of millions of dollars on travel and sending account executives all around the country and how that patronizes hotels and that whole ripple effect and how they're going to go, oh yeah, me and Travis can just get on a Zoom in our, you know, across the world. It doesn't cost us, you know, $1,800 for one day for one meeting and how much money that's going to save and how many people are going to get on board with that. Right. And that's just one example.
Yeah. How many more meetings can he have?
Yeah.
That's what they're going to say. Shit, I can have 50 meetings now. I don't need to be hopping on planes. I'll have 10 meetings.
Yeah.
Across, and I'll talk to my clients more and I'll become a better business. And I'm saving you hundreds of thousands of dollars in travel. And I'm maybe more happy because I'm not run down like Joe Rogan or these celebrities that are just run down. Look at Post Malone, always tired, tattooed on his face. That's a guy that is being forced to perform because he's making so much damn money, but still he's like, fuck, I don't even want to perform because I'm just so tired of this shit.
Yeah.
Putting it on his face. I mean, it's literally what happens to these people. You only can take so much of traveling and on the road and all this exposure and stuff. And now I think people, like you said, people are realizing this can be way more efficient and people still feel connected and you're more productive. Mm-hmm. Like I'm literally going to go off this call after hammering a bunch of workout today and having a great energy with you to go for a walk with my family.
It's amazing.
And like, you cannot do that shit. You'd have to have a 2-hour drive in San Francisco, come in. It wouldn't be possible.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to put my daughter in an hour and I'm going to be back to work.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things. It's like, there's nothing that can beat it. And it's not for everybody. That's
going to
be
interesting to see how the new norms either get adopted or, you know, people are pushing back on those things. And it's too early to tell, right? But we do know, obviously, there's been mass adoption in a very short amount of time and rapid acceleration in a lot of those areas. And I'm curious, as we kind of come to the tail end, hearing a little bit more about crisis marketing and how people are. Well, here's what is your thought on how to responsibly market during a time of crisis with integrity, ethics that builds your brand up and is kind of building out a foundation for longevity?
Absolutely.
As you get through this, building that brand loyalty, what should people be paying attention to marketing in times of crisis right now for that small business owner that's got some cash laying around and they're going, oh, should I invest this and turn it into, you know, an ROI, or should I be holding on to this? What are your thoughts on crisis marketing right now?
I think you have to be cognizant of what industry you're in. But at the end of the day, right now, I think everyone is in with the community together message. So that's always going to work. The other thing that's always going to work is motivational and emotional messages. So when you're telling a story about why you started your business and why you want to continue to stay in business and why you want to continue to serve your customers and who you love to serve and talking about these things, I think that always works. And I think that's going to continue to work. The things I don't think are going to work are trying to sell two people too hard on things. You know, right now it's not really a hard sell. So I think you need to be giving. And that is the sales pitch. Like I'm literally work with a restaurant chain. They're giving these family packages out. They're $100 packages, $500, let's just say a week. They're giving. But dude, this thing is creating insane inbound sales for them because now people are aware that they have these. They look delicious. Someone's winning, but these things are staying in the feed longer. They're getting a ton of engagement. And the bottom line, it's advertising the service. It's like, give away the service you want to advertise, you know, basically is what the idea is. You know what I mean? And so every business can do this. Now I get it. But if you can give, that's the message right now. Give to your current customers. if people decide to say they're going to leave, like I told you, some of my customers, I said, hey, you know what? I'm going to give the services to you for free. I'm not going to bill you. When we get back on our feet, we'll go from there. You know what I mean? And I'm going to scale down some of the ads and things that cost me money.
Right.
I'm going to stick to the team, but I'm still going to give. And so that's the message that you need to take in your community crisis messages right now. That's what's going to resonate. People don't want to hear anything else. They don't want to hear you're number one at this and you're number one at that. And you're the best car wash. You're the best this. They don't want to hear that. You know, they want to hear what you're doing for your customers, what you're doing to keep them safe when you come visit you, and what you're doing for your team. What are you doing for your people? What are you doing to help them?
Like, I love that. I think right now too, that's what resonates. If you're a human being, you have a heartbeat and we're all in this together, right? You can relate on some level, big or small, to what that other individual is going through. And I know when someone is there to just serve me, man, like, it makes me feel so much love. It makes me feel some one connection to their brand, but it also makes me feel some type of loyalty, right? Like if I was paying you and had a relationship with you for years on end, and you're leaning in harder and showing up for me even bigger right now than you ever have before, when really logic tells you to shrink and to pull back on a lot of those things, and you're over delivering, holy cow, you better believe that not only am I going to stay with you, but I'm going to tell everybody all about you, your brand, your service, how amazing you are, how this is the relationship or the business you want to be connected to. And so that's something I think everybody needs to pay attention to right now, because, you know, I think it's going to be this shakeup where when you see all the dust settle, you're going to see a lot of people who made mistakes, who got greedy, who didn't do some of the things that Travis is talking about, that we're talking about here today, that completely get crushed in this, right?
Right.
We've already seen those brands take those missteps and they're getting backlash for it. Oh my and then God, you see man. The people who are showing up big in ways that you're like, holy cow, they didn't have to do that.
Right.
The fact that they did that, like,
right.
I got a whole new level of respect for them. I'm going to pay way more attention to what they're doing, right?
So
you're going to see people, as the dust settles, this power shift and these kind of, you know, I'm calling it a roster shakeup, in the sense of, like, you're going to see people get cut.
Right.
You're going to see people make the team, and you're going to see people go to another stratosphere during this time. And so it is, it's an interesting time that we find ourselves in. It's going to be sure. I mean, we're living through history right now. We're going to look back on this and go, damn, you know, what I did or did not do during that time completely changed the whole course, either for the better of my life or my business, or for the worse of my life or my business. And so I appreciate you coming on, brother, and just being on the front line, being a leader, being a voice for so many people, kind of being that lighthouse in a very big storm right now, at least in your world and in digital marketing and advertising. And for a lot of people that want to check out you, you got an amazing podcast that you're consistently putting out awesome free content and value. I know you got, you know, actual products and services that Real Time Outsource offers. Where can people learn more about you, Travis Huff, and your companies?
Absolutely. You can find me anywhere. Tutallin, 2TALLIN. That's, or Travis Huff, HUFF on LinkedIn. That's the more professional one. Tutallin is because I'm 6'8". So I always went through that with my music. I did producing music. But you can find me, folks, at realtimeoutsource.com. That's realtimeoutsource.com/BeReal. If you want a special offer where we're actually going to audit your social media and track your brand with our intelligence software and give you the mentions and see who's talking about you. It's been an unbelievable way of giving back right now. We've been doing it with our podcast. And not only are some of the podcasters signing up, but some of the listeners are. And it's been awesome because they get a real good value. And we're not asking for anything. We're literally just going, hey, how can we give back? We don't use this software as much as we needed to. Let's maximize it and basically give. And so it basically goes out and tracks everything that's anyone's talking about you. So it's realtimeoutsource.com/BeReal. Follow me anywhere, folks. I would love to connect with you guys. Maddie, I love what you're doing, man. You're
going to
continue to crush it. You're going to continue to crush it, man. And this is our time, man. This is our time as men to shine. I talked to my grandma 2 days ago. She is 92 years old, and she's never seen a time like this. And so you're right. We're living in a time that we're going to tell future generations of us, let's step up. Let's be the best we can be. And I always say this, just do you, because the more you do for you, the more you can do for others.
I love it, brother. You guys got to check out all resources, links, anything that Travis mentioned in the show will be in the show notes. If you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to hit that like button, tag Travis, say what up to him, drop a comment below, and those links will be in the show notes as well. With that being said, man, I'm so excited for the people that are working with you.
what you're doing, how you're leading the way in your industry, the content that you're putting out. If you were to, you know, have, my final question is, if you were to have $10,000 right now as a small business owner, how do you spend it?
I think you spend more than half of it giving, especially if it's your own product. Mm. I think you take some of the budget and you start putting it on ads and influencer marketing. Maybe take some of the budget and put it on a team member or something to get, create content. You know, that's another one that's going to take some time.
Yep.
But the giving one works, man. I mean, it really does. You'd be so shocked how that gets more than you give. And it works better than ads because someone actually wins. With ads, no one wins. So unless the ad is the contest, no one wins. So people like to win. And people like to share things when others win because they like to, oh, I shared that and you won. You know what I mean? So it's just the one that works right now. And I think now more than ever, people need that. It's sense of being connected and the fact that you're willing to do that for others. But then the other thing I'd say is you need to start maybe investing outside your business, man. I mean, that was one of the best things I ever did for myself is get myself a taxable E-Trade account. And then now I got a Robinhood and luckily gotten crypto. I think crypto is still something that could go up more. You don't want to put a ton in there, but you know, it could go to exponential numbers if it all works out, because you know, obviously we're printing the money like,
yes, we are.
We were printing money like nothing. And so that's the other big strategy I would say right now is maybe take half and put it towards the things we talked about, ads and influencers and team, but then maybe take half and put it on some good companies outside of your business. Mm-hmm. So that if your business is affected, you know, shit, I own Costco and I own Moderna and I own some companies that they're thriving right now. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Walmart and some of these companies, they're thriving right now. So, you know, that's the best part I always loved about investing is that first off, folks, you're investing in businesses, not just stocks. You're investing in a share of a business that makes money on your behalf and is supposed to pay you back or grow, and you don't have to do any work. Like, that is my favorite part about investing. Now, a lot of other investments out there, but some of them, you got to do more work. Like, it's not literally like buy 10,000 shares, share, you know, sell 10,000 or buy 10 or sell 10. And also, you don't have the liquidity. So the thing about the stock market is if you did make a lot of money, which I have on a few stocks, like Tesla I bought for $19, it's now whatever, $700. NVIDIA I bought for in the $7 range, and I don't know what it is, 200, 150, 200. And I've had a variety of wins along the way. But the point is, like, that money comes right back to your bank account. And yep. that makes you as a business owner stronger. So that in this case, I'll be transparent with you. I'm going to have to loan my business money. Like, I'm not going to loan it from someone else. If I don't get these PPP loans and if things dry up, I'm going to loan myself my own business money because I have it outside of my business. And because I created those things, like, you know, having some stocks and stuff to be able to have that. So I think it's just important to remind yourself that you don't have to keep all the money in your business.
Yeah. Good reminder, especially in times like right now, to diversify a little bit, look for those opportunities, right? And just be on the front lines, staying connected to the pulse. Travis Huff, appreciate you, brother.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that interview. And if you did, all I ask is that you share it with somebody else who maybe needs to hear this today or that could gain some value from something that was talked about or discussed in today's interview. You just never know. One piece of information, a conversation, a tool, a resource can completely transform and change the trajectory of someone's life or their business. So if you get any kind of value or you want to support the show, all we ask is that you help us organically get this in front of more people. Also, for those of you who are really looking to accelerate your wealth building journey and unlock more financial freedom, get more time back, and just level up your life, your business, your finances, be sure to head over to therichlifeacademy.com to check out all the amazing products and resources that we offer to our Millionaire Mindcast family, whether that's one-on-one coaching with me, courses from our guests, all kinds of free content, downloads, checklists, upcoming event info, and how you can connect with us live in person, all kinds of great valuable tools. You can get that over at therichlifeacademy.com. Last but not least, I always want to know, who do you guys want to hear me interview next? Let me know. Shoot me a text at 844-447-1555. With that being said, until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friend.